In his book, Slow Productivity, in the introduction, Cal Newport tells the story of a writer who spent 2 weeks laying on his picnic table in the backyard, staring up at the trees, thinking about writing, but not actually doing any writing. It was 1966, and John McPhee was working on an article for The New Yorker. Now, if you know anything about The New Yorker, then you know that they publish long-form essays from some of the world's greatest writers. Quality is not optional when you write for The New Yorker. It is their thing. There's no fluff pieces there, so obviously writers can take weeks and weeks to polish an article if that's what it takes. Now, I don't know Cal Newport personally, but based on this story and based on other things that I've read from him, I think it's a safe bet to say that he personally values quality over quantity as well. And there's plenty of people who will agree with him and say that the way to grow a business is to focus on publishing only the best content and the best products that you can create. But is that always the right choice? Let's find out. This is episode 133 of the Tiny Course Empire podcast, and today I want to dig into the question of quality versus quantity and which one you should go for as you're building your business. It's a sticky situation with a lot of nuance and no real straightforward answer, but I'll give you some different ways to think about it so you can make the right decision for yourself.
Welcome to the Tiny Course Empire podcast, a weekly show dedicated to helping you launch and grow your digital course business, even if you don't have a big team or a six-figure ads budget. We'll help you design smart systems, take consistent action, and achieve massive success on your own terms. Now, here's your host, Cindy Bedar.
Hey, it's Cindy, and thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with me. You'll find the show notes and the recommended resources for this episode at tinycourseempire.com/133. If you're new to the show, hit the subscribe button while you're there. New episodes drop every single Monday morning, and next week, I'm going to give you the step-by-step plan that I personally would follow if I were starting a new business today. But that is next week. This week, I want to talk to you about two very different strategies for publishing and why it might make sense for you to choose one over the other. Now, I'm going to be the first to admit that I am a recovering perfectionist. I've talked about this before. I can spend days, maybe even weeks, writing a single piece of content. I love a well-crafted sentence. I love to tell a really compelling story. I love to create an article or a podcast that just flows really smoothly from one subject to the next. And I can spend a lot of time making that work. I can seriously spend days writing a single piece if I let myself. But I try not to do that because I also know that there is a lot of value in producing a quantity of content as well. In fact, I see quantity and quality as basically two sides of the same coin. So let's talk about the argument for quantity first. This is the idea that you publish lots of stuff everywhere, every day, as much as you can possibly crank out. And there's a lot of good reasons for this, if I'm being honest. Honestly, the number one reason for me is because it forces you to hit the publish button. If you are a recovering perfectionist like I am, then committing to publishing a lot of content can help you get past that hurdle. Years ago, when I was just building my email list, I would publish very infrequently because I was trying to make everything I published perfect. And I would go weeks or sometimes months without sending an email to my list. Once I released all of my virtual assistant clients and I knew that I had to rely on my email list to grow my business, I knew I couldn't do that. And I committed to publishing to sending an email every single day. And that forced me to hit that publish button. I didn't have the luxury of time to sit around and craft those perfect sentences or tell those compelling stories. I had to get the email out. Today, at 6 years later, And I can no more imagine going weeks without emailing my list than I can imagine playing professional basketball. It is just not something that is possible to me. And that is because I've gotten in the habit of publishing a lot of content. So that quantity, that forcing myself to hit the publish button, was actually a benefit to me. Quantity also creates quality. I know that sounds weird, but it is true. The more that you do something, the more that you practice something, the more things that you publish, the better they will become. 6 years ago, when I started my course-based business and I was recording my first video, I was terrible. I was terrible at it. I had no video presence whatsoever. I was very nervous. My voice was very stilted, no personality, just very, very drab and dull sounding. And I hated the way I looked on camera. I was very uncomfortable with it. Today, 6 years later, I've recorded probably hundreds of hours of video lessons. I'm much more comfortable on camera, and now I'm on YouTube, and you know, it's not perfect, but it is so much better than it was years ago. And that only happened because I published a lot of content. Without all of that practice, I would not have improved my own video presence. I would not have improved the content that I was creating. I had to create it in order to improve it. So the more you publish, the better you will become at it. It also takes a lot of time to get to the good stuff. You have to shovel a lot of sand before you get to the meaningful content that is going to really impact the lives of your readers or of your listeners or video viewers. And I can prove it to you. If you sit down right now and you say, I'm going to brainstorm 100 ideas for podcast episodes, or I'm going to brainstorm 100 ideas for articles that I want to publish on my Medium or my Substack account, you will write down the first 20 or so. Those will come really easily to you. And then it will get harder and harder and harder to come up with ideas. And by the time you get to 100, you will have sifted through all of the fluff pieces. You will have picked all of that low-hanging fruit, and you will have some very meaningful, very impactful ideas at the end of your list that would not have existed had you not first sifted through all of those fluff pieces that come so easily to you. So the more you publish, not only the better quality of content will you be creating, but you will also be creating more meaningful content at a deeper level that is more impactful for your community. And the last reason for publishing a lot really fast is because fast feedback is valuable. If, for example, you start an email list and you email your subscribers once every 2 weeks, say you're on a twice a month schedule, which I would never recommend, but let's say for the sake of argument, you are on a twice a month schedule with your email subscribers, that sort of frequency is not going to give you enough feedback to pivot when it's needed. You are not going to learn enough about your audience and about what they want and what they need from you. You're not going to learn that quickly enough to make meaningful changes in your business. And it's going to take you that much longer to create the content that they're really looking for, to create the courses that will sell, to create the coaching programs that they really need, because you're not getting feedback quickly enough. By publishing much faster, you will get a lot more feedback a lot faster and be able to pivot and change direction when necessary much more quickly. So instead of waiting 6 months to figure out what course to create, you might know in 6 weeks because you're publishing a lot of content and you're getting a lot of feedback. So that's the quantity side. But what about the quality side? Like I said, there's an argument to be made for publishing only the best quality content that you can create as well. And I get it. Top quality content really stands out. I mean, let's face it. I don't even know how many millions of pieces of content are published every day on the internet. I heard one time about YouTube, how many Millions of hours of YouTube videos are uploaded every single day, and it is mind-boggling. So how do you stand out when there is that much content out there, when there is that much competition? Well, the way you stand out is by creating higher quality content. I actually did an entire video about creating standout content. I will link to that. I think it goes up here. I will link to that for you if you are interested in that. But one of the ways that you do that is by creating higher quality content. Obviously, if you are publishing long form, in-depth, insightful content, that is going to definitely rise above fluff pieces that are published, you know, every single day, right? So that's a good argument for creating quantity over quality. Another reason is because quality content opens doors. It invites introductions to people who might then ask you to speak at their event or collaborate on a product or co-author a book. Low quality content that is published quickly is not likely to have that same impact. It is not likely to invite those same opportunities for you. And let's talk about courses. Quality courses sell themselves. They have students who have gotten results who then sing your praises to everyone they know and make sales on their own, essentially. Low quality courses will not do that. Low quality courses, you have to be promoting all of the time in order to make those sales, whereas high quality content sells itself. So if quality and quantity are two sides of the same coin, which one do you choose? Well, here's my recommendation. If you are brand new, if you are just starting out, I recommend that you go for quantity. Publish a lot. Flood those information channels. The only way to get good at creating content is to create a lot of it. And that goes for anything. The only way to get good at creating courses is to create a lot of courses. The only way to get good at video is to create a lot of video. And the only way to get good at creating content is to create a lot of it. So if you are brand new, go for quantity. Publish a lot. Publish everywhere. If you're more advanced and you are already well established in your business, then you can slow your production schedule and aim for higher quality content instead. You already have a body of work that is out there working for you, and now you can turn your efforts into creating those more in-depth pieces that are more impactful for your audience. And there's one more reason that you might want to choose quantity over quality, even if you've been around for a while, and that's to expose yourself to potentially new audiences. That's what you see me doing right now. I started this YouTube channel not too long ago. I recently started a Substack, and I did both of those to explore those potential new audiences, and I'm already seeing results. I am already meeting new people that I would not have met just by focusing on higher quality content. If you're already consistent with your content marketing, then expanding into new platforms might be a good way to also expand your reach and grow your audience. So here's the bottom line. If you're new, aim for quantity. Publish a lot, publish every day, publish everywhere you can. If you're more established and you are already growing your audience, then look to improve the quality of what it is you are publishing, because that will improve the quality of your audience. And if you're like me and you want to explore new audiences, then maybe ramp up and look at publishing on different platforms where you don't already have a presence. Now it's your turn. Drop me a comment and let me know where you're at with your content marketing. Are you on team quantity and you want to publish every day and publish everywhere and grow your audience quickly and get lots of feedback? Or are you on team quality and you are focused on just creating the best possible content that you can create? Or maybe you're somewhere in between. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. That's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with my step-by-step plan for what I would do if I was starting a brand new business today. I will talk to you all again next week. If you like what you hear on the Tiny Course Empire podcast, you're going to love all of the courses and workshops and support you'll find inside Six Figure Systems. That's my monthly program where we dig into online marketing for regular people like you and me. We don't do big launches, we don't have the big headaches, and we don't have the big expenses that come with them. Instead, we focus on creating repeatable, sustainable systems that continue to grow over time and that don't suck up all of our energy or require a 10-person team to manage. You can come see what we're all about at sixfiguresystems.com, and I'll see you on the inside.